back more on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Corin Maine and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Corin Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
It is 61 degrees. We're headed toward a high of 74 later. This news update is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden apologizing to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky this morning for the delay in funding that was held up in Congress for months.
I'm not going to walk away from you. I apologize for the those weeks of not knowing what's going to happen in terms of funding.
Speaking in Paris, where they both attended ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day, Biden said he was sorry to the Ukrainian people for weeks of not knowing if more aid would be on its way. Overnight, Israeli airstrikes in Gaza killed at least 18 people a day after dozens were killed at a UN school sheltering displaced families. House Speaker Mike Johnson announcing that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address a joint session of Congress on the 24th of July. The first heat wave of the year expected to maintain its grip on parts of the Southwest. Some places could see 110 degrees, and the official start of summer is still 2 weeks away. This is ABC News. California law enforcement pieced together a big retail theft, recovering thousands of stolen Legos.
Legos are in high demand online by those who want a cheap deal, and often a cheap deal means they're stolen. The LAPD arresting a 38-year-old woman and a 71-year-old man accused of stealing Legos ranging from $20 a box to over $1,000 a box from stores in their home, allegedly finding stacks and stacks of 2,800 boxes of Legos. While police were at one suspect's home, potential buyers even arrived lured by online advertisements. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
More than a million rechargeable lights are under recall in the U.S. and Canada after reports of one consumer death. The Consumer Product Safety Commission warns batteries in Good Earth Lighting's integrated light bars can overheat and cause the unit to catch fire. The CPSC says there's been one report of a consumer who died, another who was treated for smoke inhalation when the light caught fire. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest continues. The daily winners have all kinds of fun stuff, including Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats and more. And there will be some grand prize drawings as well. This hour's keyword is pontoon. There you go. Pontoon is the word to text this time. So remember, if you haven't done that, to download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store, find your station and use the text button to send the keyword, which again this hour is pontoon. Attention, Richland Center. It's time to fire up the grill with unbeatable deals from Richland Locker. Get juicy boneless pork chops for just $2.98 a pound, or spice things up with marinated boneless chops at only $3.48 a pound. June is Dairy Month, and we're celebrating with 10% off all Meister cheese. From the deli, try Kretschmer herb and garlic sliced chicken breast for only $7.98 a pound. And don't forget to grab a cold one. Choose from over 100 craft beers and your favorite domestics. Richland Locker, where quality meets value. Visit them today.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 74 with sunshine. Tonight, 54, a little cool again, with a 50% chance of showers later on this evening. Saturday, plenty of clouds, areas of light rain, and a high of 71. And for Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of light showers in the afternoon, and a high of 73. A mix of sun and clouds Monday, and 73 as well. Currently in Richland Center on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, we're at 62 degrees.
can't beat the heat, so let's take a ride.
Big Town on WRCO and Pontoon, going along with our text to win word this hour in the Scotty Summer giveaway. It is 11 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Phil Nee with you as we orchestrate the morning and get through toward a big weekend again in southwest Wisconsin, which we're looking forward to. We'll have a little Hank time coming up. And right now, Tyler Hubbard on the radio.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5'9" brown.
Rolling. Ooh, I'm driving my life.
Eddie Rabbit on WRCO. Congrats to Stephanie Wallace, our winner this time of some dairy products. Yes, indeed. Lady Bell walked in for the morning milking then, and now she's back out to pasture again. But congrats to Stephanie, who wins a great prize. Compliments of Quick Trip, Highway 14 in County O. In fact, it's chocolate milk Friday for the Quick Trip winner. Yes, I remember those days. Chocolate milk on Fridays. Oh, yes, indeed. What a treat. But unfortunately, Phil never got any because there was a rule. You had to drink your white milk Monday through Thursday to get chocolate milk on Friday. And Phil, having drank milk out of the milk can and later the bulk tank all his life, couldn't get used to the homogenized and pasteurized. It just almost gave him a gag reflex at that point and just physically couldn't do it. It was all in his head, obviously. But then on Friday, when Phil would reach for a chocolate, one of his classmates who were, you know, really aware of what was going on, Philip didn't drink his chocolate, his white milk. He doesn't get chocolate. So then Philip never got any chocolate. I love chocolate milk. Congrats to Stephanie, the winner. We'll see what old Hank's doing next.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Guerin State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Attention, WRCO listeners. Father's Day is just around the corner, and we've got an incredible giveaway just for you when you hear this.
Love my daddy. I love my daddy. I love my daddy. Yes, I do.
Be the seventh caller and get registered to win amazing prizes. The drawing will be held Friday morning, June 14th, during the 7 o'clock hour. Our grand prize includes 4 Brewer tickets and a Gladiator refrigerator from Town & Country TV and Appliance. But that's not all. We have plenty of other fantastic prizes up for grabs, like a $50 gift certificate from Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, a $50 gift certificate from Napa, and 2 rounds of 9 holes of golf with a cart. Plus, you could win 4 rounds of 18 holes with a cart from House on the Rock Attraction and Resort. It's easy to enter. Just be the 7th caller when you hear,
I love my daddy. I love my dad.
Celebrate Father's Day the right way with WRCO Radio Father's Day Giveaway. Good luck and happy Father's Day.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Guerin State Farm, and by Napa Auto & Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
Live 'em on. Live 'em on. It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Morning, Hank.
Good National Donut Day to you.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. National Donut
all
Day.
Over my,
you're off your, fell off the wagon again.
No,
you?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, is it all on my face now?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's not a donut. That's not a donut. Bill, that's my regular face.
Oh, right.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. What's your favorite type of donut, by the way?
I like the cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
And you know,
now,
I
now a cinnamon roll considered a donut?
I don't know, but is it scone? Because I like scones, too.
It's a pastry. I don't know. I think, I'm thinking donuts are different, but I might be wrong. Yeah. Speaking of cinnamon rolls, one of my favorites was always way back when the Spud Nut Shop and then later Papa's Donuts had those cinnamon rolls. It was like a swirl. They weren't frosted. Those were delish, and I can't find those anymore. Anything like that?
I'm not a big frosted guy. I don't like frosted cake. I don't like frosted donuts.
It's too much sometimes. Isn't it?
It is. It's just.
So, I like the cake donuts, too. Now, sometimes people will buy, like, the glazers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan. I'd rather have the cake ones.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep. So. Yep. And then I'll tell you, too, a couple of weeks ago, June went to the Richland Area Farmers Market and bought some donuts there. I'm going to tell you.
Pretty good?
Oh, boy. Yeah, those are homemade jobs. They were good.
Yeah. There ain't nothing better than a good donut.
Yeah. Amish donuts, I believe. Good stuff.
They're good. They're good stuff. So
it's also National VCR Day. You know, do you still have? Do you have a VCR at home?
Oh yeah, we got like four of them, man.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know if they work, but I just hate getting rid of them because you have a couple of those tapes that you just can't find on CD.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, I have a couple of VCRs. I don't think either one of them are hooked up, but they could be on a moment's notice.
Right.
If I find a copy of, I'm trying to think of some movie from, like, Don't Look in the Basement or something that hasn't been put on, DVD.
Because it's not, because there's probably one copy sold on the tape, and you have it.
Very true. Oh, well.
So, but anyway, what else are you planning today, buddy?
Well, we're planning a trip to Cazenovia tonight.
You think you'll get out of there safely?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Well, you have a nice red shirt on today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's the day to wear red.
Yeah, red. Remember everyone deployed.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, I'm just hoping we get in before the rain because there's some rain later
on. There's rain coming?
50% chance of late night showers today.
So we'll be fine. I'm supposed to be in Ridgeway tonight doing home talent, so I have to, I got a shopping list from Philip Nee, so I have to stop it.
Got a few things for me to get.
Yeah, I do, and that's okay.
Appreciate that. You know, it's Alea stayed over last night.
Did you get any sleep, or did she?
Well, a little bit. She did wind up in bed with us late in the night. And this morning when I woke up, I kind of looked over, and she was sideways. So she, between June and I, her head was on
Did she have anything to say to us today?
I tried to get her to do a promo for me, she's very talkative. Tried to get her to do a promo last night, but we weren't real successful.
I listen to Phil. I do listen to Phil.
On WRCO.
W-E-N.
W-E-N. So she was close.
Apparently we've been rebranded. On W-E-N. Nice job, Alea.
She listens to Phil. Yeah, she calls me Phil.
Cool.
People are
like,
why didn't she call you Grandpa? Well, she hears the daycare children say Phil, I guess. So I'm
June. Actually, June it'd be a loud like Phil.
Yeah.
Did you met to the chocolate spillage yet?
Well, no, she didn't bring it up because she didn't. You know, she didn't hear it that day. She might be hearing it today. But
can I get her phone number just to?
No.
I think that she should be told that Phil has spilled the chocolate.
I think Phil might be guilty of not putting the lid back on.
Same thing.
No.
If you didn't put the lid on, Phil, and that's why it has a lid.
I didn't tip it over, though.
So you're really just trying to duck out. Phil, he's guilty. Or June, he's guilty.
Absolutely.
You know, when you sleep in unfamiliar surroundings, only half our brain gets a good night's rest while the other half remains on guard. This is called the first night effect.
Huh.
So hotel rooms, you know, usually people don't sleep well.
Yeah, I don't know. If I'm tired, I'll usually pass out.
I don't care where I'm at, I'll pass out. I was sleeping yesterday in the...
In the office?
Yeah.
In your office?
Bo caught me.
Well, it's nice that you admit it.
Yeah, it was nap time.
Sure. We need to get kindergarten mats. Yeah. You know, yeah. I've said for years the world would be a lot better place if we, you know, 1 o'clock every afternoon we rolled out a kindergarten mat and everybody laid down.
I don't think I can get down that low.
Well,
yeah. getting up would be the problem.
Sure. Well, maybe we could go over to Simpsons and get a skid steer motor or something. Yeah. You know, kind of
put it on a pallet.
Yeah, pick you back up. Yeah, maybe you can sleep on a pallet and they can pick you back up. I know the feeling. It's a little hard to get down.
Sometimes it's...
get back up.
Sometimes you fall down and then you're just like, I'm not even getting up.
Just lay there?
Yeah, just lay there.
How often does that happen for you?
A couple times a day.
Does it?
Oh, well. Finland has 10 trees for every person on Earth, Philip.
10 trees. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Adding a lot of oxygen to the air there. Yeah. Good.
The world's biggest family lives together in India.
Okay.
A man with 39 wives and 94 children.
My goodness.
Guarantee he doesn't work for radio. No.
Probably not. No.
You know, my significant other called to tell me that she saw a fox this morning on the way to work.
Was it Oli?
No. I asked her how she knew it was on the way to work. She hung up on me, Phil.
The fox was on his way to work. Yeah. Well, he might have been.
You never know.
He probably got some little kids back in the den there that he needs to take care of.
Yeah. So, any plans for the weekend?
Well, Kaz tonight. Tomorrow is going to be the first Saturday I've had in a while where I don't really have much going on. So that's
to sleep a little late?
Maybe. And then the rest up for those were the days tomorrow night. And then we'll be in plane on Sunday for HTL actions.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So what time will you get up in the morning?
Tomorrow? I would say...
I'd say 7 o'clock is late for you.
Yeah, no. I'd like to say I'll probably be there sleeping until about 8. But sometimes...
Now, is your phone on silent when you go to sleep?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you change that? I'd like to call you in the morning when I get up.
No. We're going to... Keep it quiet.
I'm going to try to come scrub the front of the building off.
Are you?
I'm going to try. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Depends on the rain. If it rains, it needs to be cleaned.
Yeah.
So apparently, if I didn't volunteer, I was going to get volunteered.
Right. Yeah. We need to. Well, you're the only one that has the tools to do that.
Yeah. So. Water hose. And a scrub brush. So.
Power washer.
No power. I'm not doing the power washer.
You're going to wear your Speedo?
I am.
Because that'll be dangerous for Highway 14. We should let the Sheriff's Department know, you know, that maybe they,
You know what, Phil? With friends like you, I need no enemies.
Hmm.
Did you also know wind originally has no sound? A sound is created when the wind blows against an object.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
I guess I do.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Time to reorder again, is it?
Well, you can use the inside of a banana peel to polish leather shoes and silverware and stop mosquito bites from itching.
Really?
Yep.
Yep. I did not know that.
Whoa, I don't need it on me, Phil. I don't need it.
What?
You're rubbing it all over your arms, Phil.
I get my banana peel out here, so.
You have a...
My shoe. Let's see if it works here.
Well, by golly, it does, doesn't it?
Know.
That's impressive.
It's leaving some residue on my shoe, though. What do I do with the banana pulp on there?
Just lick it for save it for later.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good idea. Does my shoe look better?
It does. Look at the shine on that.
Yeah. Who knew? Boy.
Well.
You're just a wealth of knowledge.
Texting while driving on the highway takes your eyes off the road for the length of a football field.
Isn't that scary?
If not longer.
Mm-hmm. That is scary.
Do you know the Barbie doll's full name?
Barbara Millicent Rogers.
Roberts.
Roberts. Yeah, Roberts.
That's impressive that you knew that.
Yeah, well, I knew that. And, of course, Barbie movie last year kind of brought that back to fame again. I mean, you know, even more so.
Mm-hmm. In its first 4 months of sales in 1958, over 25 million hula hoops were sold. That is amazing.
Hula hoops, yeah. And they made a comeback in the 70s, too.
Well, they made a comeback last year out at the at Center Cinema.
Right. When we were out there. Sure.
Yeah.
Then in the 70s, they were a little more high-tech. Do you remember the Shoop Shoop hula hoop? It had, like little beads and BBs in it, so it went around and around. Yeah. All right.
Well, buddy, Three Musketeers candy got its name because it used to come with three flavors, chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla. Did you know that?
I did know that.
You did know that. I never knew that.
Mm-hmm. So not one of my favorite candy bars.
No, it's not me either.
No, it's got to have caramel and peanuts in it.
And you know, a lot of time, Milky Way and Three Musketeers are in the same bracket for me.
So pretty much.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. But anyway, buddy, I appreciate everybody. Be kind. Have a great weekend. Shop local. Hey, and you know what, Phil? Just be kind. It's free.
Amen, brother.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service, yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Calling all flavor enthusiasts, head to Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel for a taste adventure. Indulge in hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream that's sure to satisfy your sweet cravings. But that's not all. They're not just about ice cream. Dive into a full menu of delicious options from burgers and much more. Utter Brothers Creamery, where good times and great flavors come together. At 1100 Elm Street in Boscobel, don't miss out on the deliciousness.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from June 7th through the 10th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
Today in history, 1972, the musical Grease opened on Broadway. Also, more recently, 2016, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump claimed their party's presidential nominations following contests in New Jersey, California, Montana, New Mexico, North Dakota, and South Dakota. And in 2023, smoke from Canadian wildfires poured more into the U.S. and covering the capitals of both nations in an unhealthy haze. 1 year ago today, coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday, Bryce and Barrett from Park Street Christian Church. To Timmy Green, who turns the big 4-0. Lots of love from Jason Kelly, Brandon, Mallory, Olivia, and Elizabeth. Happy 40th, Timmy. Lots of love from Mom, Eric, Christopher, and Shannon, Chucky, Kelly, and Jason. Hope you have a great day. And to Terry Bauer from Elaine, Eric, Christopher, and Shannon, Chucky, Kelly, and Jason. Happy 40th. To Liz Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. To Dad John Durst from Scott and Stephanie, and to John Durst, my oldest older brother. Love you bunches from Butch and your favorite sister. To Dad John Durst from John and Lily, have a great day today. Birthday greetings to Mom Penny Schwanz from John and Lily as well today. Have a real happy birthday today. Greetings to Elizabeth Durst from Lori and the guys. To Mom Penny Schwanz from Anita and Dave, and to Grandma Penny from all the grandchildren and great-grandchildren as well, and from Scott and Stephanie. Happy birthday to Grandpa John Durst. All the children and grandchildren wish you the best today. From Anita and Dave and Lori and the guys to Uncle John. Clark Pedersen from The Good Wife. Have a great day, Clark, from Park Street Christian Church. And to Clark Pedersen from Ryan, Katie, and Rip. Enjoy playing with your toys today there, Clark. Have a great day, Betty Henning. Enjoy your day. Love you from your sister, Jean. Good to have a birthday wish to pass along to Betty today. Others celebrating, first of all, from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, Jennifer Hamby, Jamie Johnson, and Carrie Larson. Have a great day today. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Scott Bailing, Jamie Johnson, and Corey Knabel. Happy wishes to Rowan Smithy from Richland Center Primary School. Another one here for John Durst from Dave and Donna. Have a great day today, John. Happy birthday from the Muscadet, Avoca, and Blue River Lions to Leah Johnson, Andrew McKenna, Amy McKenna, Christopher McKenna. Happy birthday to Skylar Simone Holiday. Happy anniversary, Fred and Pat Goplin, Donald and Amy Grimm, Tim and Kim Victoria, and Scott and Sue Ostrander. Have a great day today. Happy birthday from Richland Center Lions to John Durst, Scott Bailing, Michael Pliner, Corey Knabel, and Connor Shilgen. Happy anniversary, Roger and Veronica Foley, and Aaron and Noah Luther. And happy anniversary, Adam and Christine Haiti from Five Points Lutheran Church.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver. All at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WRCO Radio. We'll update you on sports and the trivia question of the day next hour. Henry Paul of Blackhawk, our guest during Fresh from the Country. He'll join us by phone for that. Congratulations to the River Valley girls soccer team. They're headed to the sectional after last night's 4-2 victory over Adams Friendship in the sectional semifinal. So games will continue this weekend. They're in Altoona Saturday afternoon, and a match that will start at 4 o'clock.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Enjoy National Donut Day and all the things going on, and also the dairy breakfast this weekend. My goodness, going to be fun times in Sauk County and Richland County, and we're hopeful that the weather will hold out. Looks like Sunday's forecast for the Richland County dairy breakfast will be all right. Maybe have some light rain at cleanup time, but I think they would be all right with that. Joanne has a news update and more coming up in a moment.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsborough Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsborough Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere, they are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsborough Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 63 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Sunny to partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 74. Tonight, clouds build in, a 50% chance of showers late with a low of 54. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 55, we're up to 63 degrees.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The races are set for the August primaries, and Wisconsin Democrats say they can make their biggest gains in more than a decade thanks to new maps. State Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein.
For the first time in over 20 years, we have a Senate Democrat running in every single race in the state of Wisconsin. Let me say that again. A candidate running in every race, challenging every single Republican candidate.
Democrats are running in all 33 state Senate districts. In contrast, Republicans are running in 11 Senate districts. 120 Democrats are running in 97 of Wisconsin's 99 Assembly districts. Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says it wasn't for lack of trying.
We would have filled those final two if we'd had just a little more time, but of course, had hundreds of conversations with people across the state about running for state assembly. I think if we'd had just a couple more days, we probably would have filled those last two as well.
In contrast, Republicans are running in 84 assembly districts. Madison will be sending police officers to assist with the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. The Cap Times reports 85 Madison officers will assist with crowd management motorcades, mounted patrols, and SWAT situations. Assistant Chief Matt Tye is leading the team. He says with large protest expected, their main focus is preventing people from getting hurt. Special officers have already been doing training exercises with Milwaukee Police and the Wisconsin National Guard. The Republican National Convention is June 15th through 18th in Milwaukee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources congratulates the winners of the 2024 Invasive Species Action Awards presented by the Wisconsin Invasive Species Council during Invasive Species Action Month. The governor appointed council advisors, the DNR, and the state legislature on invasive species issues. This year's winners include, in the professional individual category, Jeb Barzin of Spring Green. Barzin's mission is to help farmers give back to nature by planting native species and restoring native habitats through the Healthy Grown program. He educates farmers on using pesticides cautiously and regularly teaches a class on using prescribed burning as a control method. He eagerly shares the workload and teaches others the basics and importance of invasive control. The council gives the awards, previously known as the Invader Crusader Awards, to individuals and groups in professional and volunteer settings that positively impact the fight against invasives. The winners represent all regions of Wisconsin. They used many different approaches in their fight against invasives, but each winner is united in putting in long hours in the ongoing battle against the spread of invasive species. Taliesin Preservation and the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation will celebrate the reopening of the historic Hillside Theater and Frank Lloyd Wright's 157th birthday Saturday after a four-year hiatus. After 4 years of extensive restoration, an invitation is extended to you to join in a celebration of the reopening of the Hillside Theater. Emily Butler is the Associate Vice President of Strategic Planning and Partnerships for the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation.
We want to preserve these structures so that they can continue to be used as they were always intended to be used, but for an ever-growing audience and to adapt to modern needs. So that's exactly what we did with the Hillside Theater. We were able to maintain and restore and preserve a lot of the historic finishes. So every single surface was touched and refinished. So the plaster, the wood flooring on the stage, the hillside curtain was completely restored as well, conserved. We had a couple pieces of art that went out to conservators that are now back. And then kind of one of the bigger transformations truly was at the back of the stage, which was formerly just a pretty traditional dirt floor dank basement that you wouldn't really want to go into. That was transformed into a couple of green rooms, an accessible restroom, and kind of a fully furnished tech space as well. So that's one of the upgrades that really transformed the theater, allowed for modern performers to really utilize the space. Additionally, we had a couple other accessibility upgrades. We transformed the one restroom that is inside the theater proper into an accessible restroom and made some accessible pathways that people were able to get into the theater as well.
The historic Hillside Theater was a place where Frank Lloyd Wright enjoyed viewing cultural performances in the 1950s and stands today as a place of community and shared appreciation for the arts. A rededication event will be held at the Hillside Theater Saturday. However, tickets are sold out. Tickets are still available for an evening of music with Third Coast Percussion. Third Coast Percussion is a Grammy Award-winning Chicago-based percussion quartet and is the first percussion ensemble to ever win the Revered Music Award.
We want to be known as the place that there's always something going on at Taliesin, right? So on a Friday or Saturday, when you're looking for something to do, you want to drive over to Spring Green and see something going on at the Hillside Theater. So that could be an academic lecture. It could be a music performance. It could be a theatrical performance. We're doing a couple of film screenings this year. So really a wide variety of uses, really bringing in diverse performances to attract a more diverse audience.
Tickets for the live performance are priced at $100 and are available online through the Taliesin website. The program can also be live streamed for $15 per household. The links to purchase tickets are also available on WRCO's community calendar page. A Juneau County Sheriff's deputy was injured in a crash last weekend while responding to a call later determined to be a hoax. The sheriff's office received a call from a man claiming that he had killed his mother. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office, New Lisbon Police Department, and the State Patrol all raced to the scene to discover it was a case of swatting, which is a criminal harassment tactic of sending law enforcement and other emergency personnel to another person's address. Typically, this type of call will elicit a major tactical response from first responders. The injured deputy was treated and released. The swatting call remains under investigation.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens. We have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Today is Friday, June 7th. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70, of Elroy, died last Friday at the Solace Home in Madison. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy. Burial will be in Millard's Prairie Cemetery near Elroy. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70, of Elroy. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center, died May 26th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held today at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 11 until the time of service at 1. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center. Glenda Ferguson, 70, of Richland Center, died last Friday at the Grove at the Lake in Zion, Illinois. Funeral services will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the live stream tab at prattfuneralservice.com. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Glenda Ferguson, 70, of Richland Center. Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro, died Wednesday at the Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held Wednesday at 1 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro. Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center, died Wednesday at UW Health University Hospital due to complications of sepsis. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, June 15th, from 1 to 3 at the Hillesheim Family Farm on English Ridge. Burial will be at the English Ridge Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet, died Monday. Graveside services will be held Wednesday, June 19th at 3:15 in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Wednesday, June 19th from 1 until 3. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet. John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain, died Monday after battling heart disease and gallbladder issues. A memorial service will be held Sunday, June 30th at 1 at the Arena VFW. Friends may call at the Arena VFW Sunday, June 30th from 11 to 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain. Dennis E. Gunderson, 87, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held later this summer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis E. Gunderson, 87, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Sydney Kreider and Triton Clary had a daughter, River Adair.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
The Dane County Medical Examiners identified a couple killed in a house explosion last week. Rudolph and Ursula Niederhauser were both 82 years old and died at the scene of the explosion late in the night on May 28th at their home in the Dane County town of Springfield. The cause and manner of death are still under investigation, as is the cause of the explosion. Neighbors say the couple were originally from Switzerland, but had lived in the Middleton area for the past several decades. With the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee a little more than a month away, some security details are being contested. Rules approved by the Milwaukee Common Council require people protesting within the convention's general security zone to march a specified route, but the route and other details regarding demonstration sites aren't yet public. ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing. Sunny to partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 74. It's 63 sunny degrees at 8 o'clock.